Good afternoon, Wrangell. It's April 22nd, and this is your 448 COVID update on KSTK Radio. And Lisa Von Bargen, our city manager, and Steve Prasanka here, your mayor, to give you the update. Big news, I guess, was yesterday the governor did his press conference, and it was a fairly detailed press conference, but he is feeling that the state is in a position to start to open up businesses and start to move forward with sort of a limited reentry of some businesses. They came through with some metrics, and I can't remember all the specifics on the metrics to determine when we open and when we close, but I know that definitely the infection curve is one, and there's a sort of our infection rate is the one they're really looking at over a two-week average. And they're confident that we can move forward with starting to open things up. So the highlights there were that there's some changes for restaurants, retail stores, personal services, and non-essential businesses. And so Lisa and I thought tonight would be a good time for us to go through some of these and explain what the governor's looking for. So I'm just going to start with that he did extend health mandate number 10 on international and interstate travel is extended to May 19th. And health mandate number 11 is on social distancing is extended until further notice. And health mandate 12, intrastate travel, is extended until further notice. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
May I just add to that? Health mandate 12 with regard to social distancing did change in that rather than gathering in groups of 10 or less, it's now been increased to groups of 20 or less, but you still have to be able to maintain that 6-foot distancing.
Right. And actually it's a health mandate 11, not 12, but yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. 11. Thank you very much.
No problem. It's tough to keep track of them all and they constantly changing. So Lisa, do you want to talk about restaurants and what people can be looking forward to with restaurants?
Sure. Restaurants are going to be able to open to what is being called limited dine-in service. And what that's going to look like is only a certain percentage of capacity. We believe in what's called phase one, it'll be 25% of capacity is allowed to be in the restaurant at any given time. Tables of people have to be reserved for, you must have a reservation ahead of time to be able to go in and eat. And you can only have people from your same household at the table with you. And then there has to be appropriate social distancing attained within the restaurant between parties who are seated. And then outdoors, they're looking at household members only as well, and a maximum of what they're calling 20 tables and social distancing. So if you can do seating outdoors, that increases your ability and your capacity just a little bit more than it does inside. And staff will be required at the restaurants to have face coverings. And to add to that, just we always are recommending that anybody who is out in public as a resident here in the community is wearing a face covering.
Great. The next area that, I want to just say with all of these sort of new openings that are happening and the lessening of restrictions, of course, these are voluntary for folks that want to open up. If it doesn't make economic sense or a person is still concerned about the safety factor, they can remain closed. So there's nothing obviously be mandated that you have to do something. But next is under personal services, and this includes hair salons, tattoo shops, barber shops, body piercing, tanning facilities, and some massage therapy. So they will be opening up, and again, they're going to have only one customer per staff member, universal face coverings for both people, 6 feet between workstations, and sanitizer at the entrance and sanitation between customers, and always trying to work with just one customer at a time. So I think
appointments are required. You cannot do walk-ins.
Right. And then there, and all of these, they're encouraging cashless transactions. So please use credit cards and don't use cash. Lisa, you want to do the next one there?
Sure. Fishing charters are certainly going to be allowed as well. The Department of Fish and Game issued a notice, I believe, toward the end of last week that said personal use and fishing charters will go on as scheduled. And however, anyone on a fishing charter, going on a fishing charter, can be only a single household unit or only up to 25% capacity of a fishing vessel. This is a charter boat vessel of mixed units. So if you and a buddy from another household want to get together and go fishing and take a charter, then it can only be 25% capacity on that charter boat. If it's a six pack, obviously it's only going to be a portion of that total. Otherwise, if it's a full family unit, the full capacity of the boat can be used.
Next up would be gyms and fitness businesses may resume outdoor classes and training. Indoor activities are remaining prohibited. So they're looking for, again, 10 feet of separation between each person, groups of no more than 20, and then screening of staff and patrons. And I might add that if folks are doing that, it's important to maintain distance because there is some thought that as people are working out extra hard, they're breathing harder and they're expelling more potential particles into the air that can infect somebody else. But if somebody wants to do some outdoor fitness stuff, you are welcome to, just not indoor yet. Lisa, do you want to talk about the social distancing update? Well, I think you did already, didn't
right,
you?
Right, but yeah, just to revisit that, the social distancing mandate 11 is been extended with no end date in sight. It's been extended indefinitely. And so people are asked to continue social distancing. And however, the number of people that can be at a gathering has been increased from 10 to up to 20. And that's to be able to allow things like small weddings or funerals or religious gatherings or any other gathering to take place again, but you must be able to social distance with 6 feet apart between individuals. And again, we always recommend that if you're in the party of others that you're wearing a protective mask.
Yeah, we'll maybe discuss a little bit again. It's a constant question about folks coming in to the community from both outside and inside as critical infrastructure folks. And I think there's a little bit of confusion sometimes in the community. So Lisa, could you please just go over again, if somebody is part of critical infrastructure, which would include fishing or somebody who works telecommunication, health professionals, if they're coming from in-state, what are we looking for from those folks? And what can this community know that we're working to keep them safe for folks that are coming in for short-term jobs?
So thank you, Mr. Mayor. Anybody that is traveling under the governor's list of critical workforce infrastructure is able to do so if they have submitted a travel safety plan and worker mitigation plan to the state of Alaska. And that is for anybody that's traveling for critical workforce infrastructure. Once those plans are approved, they are going to be provided to the municipalities where those people are traveling to. And here in Wrangell, we've asked that folks that are traveling here voluntarily submit those. But folks who are traveling from out of state as part of critical workforce infrastructure are required to quarantine for 2 weeks. Folks who are traveling between in-state destinations do not have to quarantine, but there has to be a plan in place that clearly states how people are going to be kept safe in the community and that folks are going to be social distancing and not moving about the community once they arrive. So those are the requirements right now that are in place from the state.
That's great. Thanks, Lisa. And then just a final reminder to everyone to please wear face coverings. Masks are available from the library. You can call the library or go to, is it masks at wrangell.com, Lisa?
That's correct. Yep, masks at wrangell.com.
And we can arrange to get you a mask. And it's important because it's a two-way street. If someone else is wearing a mask, they're doing that not to protect themselves, but to protect you. And so return the favor and wear a mask and let's keep everybody healthy. And again, we went through another week with no reported cases of COVID in the community. And that's due solely to our outstanding social distancing and taking care of each other. So thanks again, Wrangell, and have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.